Well, if you're not doing anything Saturday night and you want a sporting fix that is of the highest standard and also priced just right, then head to Etihad Stadium, because the gates are being thrown open for Victoria's AFLW team to take on the Allies. The rest will come to Melbourne, and hopefully the Vics will survive. There's also a curtain raiser, under 18 version of the same. Sarah Hosking, one of the stars with Carlton in the AFLW, is also putting on the big V and joins us tonight. G'day, Sarah.
How are you, Fonny?
Good, and first of all, congratulations on making the Victorian team. Whilst we don't have State of Origin in the AFL, the AFLW again have something that the blokes, I'm sure, are envious of. It was a lockout.
Thank you very much.
Well, I know that they are, because they would love to be able to put on the big V. What does it mean to yourself? You've had a chance to train with the team and the rest of the team, knowing that you're following in the traditions, 100-year traditions of playing for a state, and it matters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting. I think it's a privilege for all the girls that are wearing the big V, even the Allies as well. But I think it's just an exciting opportunity, and like you said, the boys haven't quite got that yet, but it's an opportunity that we all get and be able to put on a show for everyone as well.
Sarah, Nigel Carmody, all the best for Saturday night and wearing the big V. What a wonderful journey you've been on, coming from netball just a couple of years ago through Seaford to now representing your state. Do you take a moment tonight before the team assembles tomorrow to look back on how quick this journey's gone?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I think, like you said, coming from a netball background, I went through the state programs there with the netball and never quite made it through to the Vic teams with netball, but was always in the squad. So to be able to actually pull on the big V for football is something else that, like I said, I take as a privilege to do so as well.
The team includes your Carlton teammate, Brianna Davey, and Brianna had her season at AFLW level cut short because of injury. It shows that, first of all, she's fully recovered. And I'm sure whether it's State or Carlton, the girls walk a bit taller with the big halfback flank of the powerhouse ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. All I can say is I'm glad she's on my team and not the other team.
Yeah, you bet.
But I'd be looking at her, keep an eye out for her. I think she might be putting on a good best-on-ground performance, I reckon.
Sarah, coming off the initial NAB AFL women's season, you've gone back into the Swiss VFL women's competition this year with Seaford. What have you noticed about how the bar's been risen all of a sudden, not only from the influx of girls that had the opportunity to represent the AFL teams in the first season, but then also about how all of a sudden football and the VFL in particular has become a bit of a magnet for players to either start their journey in footy or come from other sports and perhaps chase the dream that you've had recently?
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon it's been a really interesting one, because most of the girls have gone back to their local VFL clubs and all of a sudden the whole club's expanded. I know we had two or three teams at the end of last year and we expanded to four teams. So just seeing the improvement from each club and the expansion has been incredible, at the amount of girls that have just decided that they want to come down and give it a shot, whether it's trying to get to the top and trying to play AFLW or whether it's just coming down and having a kick and having some fun. So I think it's been, the challenge has been obviously trying to keep up that same level across of coming from our AFL season into the VFL season. But it's been good. All the girls have been able to go back to their clubs and obviously pass that on to the other girls and the girls that are aspiring to get up to that AFL level as well.
Now, to borrow a term from the NRL, it's state versus state and mate versus mate, and Taylor Harris has barely had time to unpack her bags from Brisbane as a Carlton player before you're going to be crashing into it tomorrow night, or Saturday
yeah,
night.
I think I'm just happy, once we get to Carlton, I'm just happy that I don't have to be a stepladder anymore. So I'll try and steer clear of her tomorrow night, but I think, again, she'll be another one to keep an eye on. She's always puts on a good show, and she's one of the players that can take a decent leap, so keep an eye out for her.
And your other star recruit, Nicola Stevens from Collingwood, steps out tomorrow night for the big V, but it's a chance for a handful of Carlton girls, yourself, Laura Arnell, we've mentioned Bree Davey and Nicola, to play together really for the first time, and I think exciting times ahead for the club Carlton as well as for Victoria on Saturday night.
Yeah, it definitely is. I reckon it'll be good to get a little bit of a get out of a bit of a run with the girls as well. And like you said, we haven't had the chance to play properly together. So especially Bree and Nick in that back line, I think that'll be a bit of a powerhouse tomorrow night. So it'll be interesting to see. And, yeah, see how Tay goes up forward. Hopefully, I'm hoping tomorrow night she doesn't kick too many. But in the future, yeah, we're all definitely looking forward to playing together.
And, Sarah, I have very clear memories of the first AFLW game. This is a similarly important game of football. You're going to come charging off the square sometime in the first quarter?
Look, hopefully it'll be the first bounce. I think that was a lot of built-up energy, and I guess you could say I've got a bit of energy for that now too.
Yeah, great.
So I'll do my best for you, and hopefully I can take a few out.
Well, for people that don't know, I mean, Sarah is, I don't know, maybe 5'7".
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Nice and short.
Yeah, I'm saying 5'7", maybe 58, 60 kilos, and an absolute cannonball. And I'm telling you, keep an eye out for the flash, because whether it's for the Big V or Carlton, one of the real standout in the first seasons of AFLW and an absolute fan favourite. Sarah, thanks for joining us tonight. And, hey, show no mercy on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to watching the game.
Thanks very much, guys.